Her name was Wanda. Wanda was exhausted because Christmas was taking its toll on her. She also had two very active young daughters. One was 4 years old and one was 6 years old. And they were so excited about the Christmas season. Wanda, however, wanted it to be over, and she could hardly wait. She was so tired of the hustle and the bustle and all of the parties and all of the cleaning and all of the guests and all of the food. The whole family heard her complaining day after day, constantly saying how much she wished that she could just get a little peace and quiet and some rest. Well, the girls wanted to cheer her up. They wanted to give her a Christmas present. They saved their allowance. They said to their daddy, "We think Mommy needs some flowers. Could you take us to the flower shop?" He did. He took them to the flower shop, and they bought their mother a present. And Christmas morning came, and they presented Wanda with a little house plant. And one of them said, "Mommy, it was all we could afford." She was very, very pleased and appropriately responded to the gift of this houseplant. But then her six-year-old put on a sad face and she said, "Mommy, there was another beautiful bouquet at the flower shop that we wanted to give to you. It had a beautiful ribbon on it, but it was too expensive. It even had writing on it. We thought it was perfect for you because you're so tired all the time. It said, 'Rest in peace.'" Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." What are they thinking? Peace on earth? Are you kidding? What did they mean? And it was not just in Bethlehem that we got that message. Isaiah the prophet had something to say about that as well. You know, for those shepherds, it probably came as really good news because they were living in occupied territory. The Romans were there, and they were miserable with this occupation, and they were hoping that this baby in the manger could give them some relief from the Romans. Is that what the angels were announcing? No, of course not. But if the angels came to Bethlehem today, and if they were to say today, "Peace," the people would be rejoicing in the streets because there is no peace in Bethlehem today. Bethlehem is still an occupied territory. It's a city under siege. There's a wall all around it, and in order to enter Bethlehem or leave Bethlehem, you have to go through a security checkpoint with soldiers aiming their rifles at you. There's a great deal of hatred and unrest in Bethlehem. Bethlehem used to be primarily a Christian town. 87% of the citizens of Bethlehem were Christians. Now, it's only 30%. There is not very much peace in Bethlehem. So, did the angels make a false proclamation? A false promise? Was Isaiah just saying some cute and sentimental things when he talked about peace like some of our Christmas carols do? You know, our Christmas carols, they're wonderful, aren't they? They're really wonderful, but some of them are really non-biblical. They're poetic, but they're just full of sentimentality that's non-biblical. Like this one. "The cattle are lowing, the baby awakes. But little Lord Jesus, no crying he made." What? You got to be kidding me. You really believe the baby didn't cry in the manger? Of course he cried. He was human as well as God. But that kind of sentimentality is what fuels skeptics who don't believe any of the Christmas story. And they say it's all a fairy tale. Is that what the angels were talking about? Was peace on earth a fairy tale? People are always looking for peace. They're looking for peace out there somewhere, but primarily we are always looking for inner peace. Some people move from where they live to another place looking for peace. The problem is they take themselves along on the journey. And when they get there, they're disappointed. During the Christmas season, some people irrationally think that they're going to find inner peace through shopping. That is the last place you're going to find peace. Amen? I heard about two neighbors who live on the coast of Oregon. It's a beautiful area. Have you been to the coast of Oregon? These two neighbors lived side by side on the coast of Oregon, and Christmas Eve was approaching, and the two wives decided they wanted to go Christmas shopping on Christmas Eve. Well, the two husbands didn't want to have anything to do with that. They said, let's go sailing. Okay, so they went sailing. And while they were on the water, an unexpected storm came up. And they decided it was getting pretty scary and dangerous, and they'd better head back into the harbor. But as they headed back, their boat got stuck on a sandbar. And so they crawled out of the boat, and they got into the icy water, and they pushed and they shoved that boat, trying to get it out of that sandbar. And the waves got bigger and bigger, and the waves slammed their bodies into the side of the boat, and it was becoming very painful. And one of them said to the other, sure beats Christmas shopping, doesn't it? If shopping doesn't do it for you, maybe you can find inner peace by medicating yourself. Not. Or maybe you can do it by watching holiday movies on Hallmark. Not. Or maybe you can just meditate. Not. One person decided he wanted inner peace and he went to see a counselor. And then he gave a good report. He said, the counselor said to me, if you want to find inner peace, just finish whatever you start. And he said it worked. So far today, I have finished two bags of chips and the chocolate cake, and I feel better already. So what were the angels talking about when they said peace on earth? Were they talking about the absence of war? Yes. Ever since you were born, a fundamental part of your nature is that you are at war with God over who you are. It started with Adam and Eve. They were cast out of the garden. They were at war with God. And then we go to Lucifer, who was cast out of heaven, and he leads the battles of this war that we have with God. What God sent in Bethlehem was a peace treaty between himself and us. Shalom on earth is an inner peace that comes only when you know the Lord Jesus Christ and you give yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ. That is how you find inner peace, Christ in your heart. It is embracing the love of God incarnate. It's embracing the grace of God incarnate. It's Emmanuel, God with us. Say it. God with us. Say it. God with us. That is Emmanuel. Those angels were not talking about a psychological peace. Those angels were not talking about a sociological peace. Those angels were proclaiming a spiritual peace with Jesus Christ between God and man. A mother and a father went Christmas shopping with their 7-year-old daughter. And she, like the girl in the first story, just loved Christmas. And she was just so thrilled with it all. Her name was Annette. The mother and father, however, were exhausted and they were tired and they hated the whole thing. They were grumpy. They were tense. They were arguing with each other. They were worn out. Some of you understand. And when they got home that evening, Annette was still singing Christmas carols. And eventually her dad just couldn't stand it anymore. He said, "Annette, stop singing those Christmas carols and just go upstairs to bed." And Annette lowered her head and she started slowly up the steps, but she stopped on the landing where there was a window. And she opened the window. And her dad said, "Annette, what are you doing? You're letting in the cold air. Close that window. Why did you open it?" She said, "But Daddy, I thought I heard the angels singing." Well, in a very gruff voice, he said to her, "I don't hear any angels singing, and neither do you. Now close that window and get to bed." So she slowly continued up the steps, but then she paused again and she turned around and she said, "Daddy, if you want to hear the angels singing, you have to listen with your heart." And those of you who can hear the angels sing have found an inner peace that passes your understanding. Ephesians 2, beginning in verse 13. "But now, in Christ Jesus, you who were once far away have been brought near through the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made the two one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by abolishing in his flesh the law with its commandments and regulations. His purpose was to create in himself one new man out of the two, thus making peace. And in this one body, to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility. He came and preached peace to you who were far away, and peace to those who were near. For thyself, best gift divine, to our race so freely given, for that great, great love of thine, peace on earth and joy in heaven. Lord of all, to thee we raise this our hymn of grateful praise." Heavenly Father, we thank you for the message of those angels. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace. Peace, peace. And we thank you, Lord, that you have revealed yourself to us and that we can know a peace that we don't really understand. I pray, Lord, that that peace will be with each person here. May you refresh our commitment to you as you anoint us again with your loving peace. I pray in Jesus' name. We're going to sing the song the angels sang, but we're going to sing it reflectively as we remain seated.